Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Oh, be still my heart, make my day. Call in and share with me the joy that life is bringing you. Call in and share with me how you reinvented your life, because it can happen. Call in and share with me that you are teachable. Call in and share with me that you do have, you've embraced, you've put your arms around the Olympian mindset. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. I'm Kathy Watson. You could email me at Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you could log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. It's my domain, my web, and click on every button, every tag. And don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Imagine, by logging on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on any date, you'll hear any of my shows this month. Oh, you have to listen to the shows this month. It's all about you. But when you just do the blogtalkradio.com, you have the window to the world. Discover what the world has to say. And I'd love to hear what you have to say. It's been an exciting month. On Tuesday, the 25th, it's up to you, the Olympian mindset. And we're going to take it out of the genre of athleticism and put it in theater, in poetry, in book publishing, in any form of activity, mind-boggling thoughts that bring you happiness. Not your mother, your father, your husband, your kids. You bring you happiness. And when you click on video, you'll see Roger Plummer and I performing Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. No one in the world has ever thought of pairing the Bard and Shakespeare. James Brown and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Our bags are packed. Now, I do have a real short version, a four-minute running time of Timeless. And if you want to have me send it to you, you'll get in touch with me. You could even call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And I shall be delighted to ship it out to you. I love performing. You see, wherever I go, there I am. Kathy, the authentic Kathy, who followed her dream when she was 7 years old. And I have no regrets, but I want to do more. I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals, new vistas, new opportunities to enter, to explore. Refire, reignite your passion in life. There's so much to living. And you've been mandated to share your gift, whatever it is, with the world. God did not pick and choose. He gave everyone individual talents. Now come on, pick up the mirror. Look at yourself and tell yourself how brilliantly talented you are. Okay, now you finished with the video. You'll love it because it's authentic. And you know, the world could fall apart and Roger and I wouldn't know it because we resonate, our energy resonates on the stage. I love theater. I love performing. I love speaking. I love encouraging people to unshackle themselves from the past and become alive again. This is 2014. I want you to reinvent you. I want you to discover the authentic you. Now scroll down and click on books. The Elixir of Youth, see Christopher Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon, all of you doctors and specialists that I have a couple of decades on. Ah, I congratulate you. I admire your tenacity. I admire your devotion to helping mankind, to help everyone live a better life. Yeah, we're living longer, honey, but not necessarily better. Not at all. The stress that we elect to embrace every day, the anger, the disappointments, the tragedies that we hold close to our hearts are killing us. 2014 is the year to find who you are. And what are you? And where are you going? 2014 is the year for you to be free, to be you. You'll find that in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, ebook, affordable, and it is available as a soft copy. Then scroll down to choices. I'll tell you more about that as I go on in the show. I don't know. Did you ever want to be a contributing author? Do you have a story? Do you have an invention? Who's holding you back? Your reference group? The naysayers? The dream stealers? When we were born, we didn't come in with an instruction book. We had to learn from the people who were raising us and the people that we were put in touch with, and they were wrong. They were wrong. You are talented. You are brilliantly talented. But you believed them when they said that you weren't smart enough. Oh, don't embarrass the family. Don't do this. Don't do that. Why do I continue with my shows? Because I have this fire in the belly desire to help you clear the fog around your life and for you to see yourself as a unique individual, and there's no one like you. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. The truth is, I really wanted to go to Anna Oslin Spa in Romania and dance with the gypsies. But I wound up in Africa, the dark continent. It's called dark because not too many people know about it. I would go back in a heartbeat, in a nanosecond. I see the migration of the wildebeest. I see me walking into William Holden's beautiful travel lodge. I see me traversing the Maasai Mara, the Serengeti, and then the sand devils and the desert rose. The trip was inexplicable. It was rousing. It was a revelation of knowing that we're all connected with that gold thread. And the only thing that separates us is our choices and our thoughts. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. And I spent an early childhood trying to figure that out, but I didn't realize that I was taking quantum leaps and that I have been given, I've been chosen to share my life, my message with all of you on top of the forbidden Red Hill. Coming from an immigrant background where they didn't speak English and children were to be seen and not heard, and I went, no way. I had to reinvent my life. I honored my mother and father. But I just knew that there had to be another way. And I persevered. And I just kept that fire in the belly desire. Now, choices, you could get at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, at Author House, or you could call me, and I will offer you a discount depending on how many you order. The Heart of a Lion, Amazon.com, and Ex Libris. That's going to be a movie. You just wait. I just know it. I could feel it in my bones. And then I'm a contributing author in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. There were 101 of us that shared our disappointments, our crying, our wailing, our whining. But there was that little voice that kept saying, don't quit. Don't quit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You can email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And log on my web, Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N, speaks.com. And the Olympics are over with, aren't they? I want you to know that I did figure skating with them, half boarding. I don't know how they do it. It's almost a suicidal sport. But the young kids are magnificent. And then they biathlon. I done it all. What incredible human beings. You see, they're winners. They made it. I don't care that they didn't stand on the platform to get the gold medal, the bronze, and the silver. By merit, they were there. They were teachable, and they truly believed in themselves. So in your quiet time today, when you're just sitting very quietly and thinking about your life, I want you to ask yourself, whose life are you living? All right, get your pen and pad out. I want to ask you again. Ask yourself, whose life are you living? You see, I couldn't live the life that my mother wanted me to live. No, you don't go to college. You just go to work. And then eventually you'll get married. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I went to the Forbidden Red Hill, and I climbed that hill, and I sang my heart out among the bees, the worms, and the weeds and the flowers. And I wound up becoming a speaker internationally known. And my father would stack the railroad ties next to the house. It looked like a raft, and I would climb it. And I would see, I would be eating a jelly roll my mother baked beautifully, a natural nutritionist. And my father's work ethics were impeccable. And I was reinventing me as a child. I didn't know about sailing. We didn't have television. But I had visions of sailing. And I would sing my heart out. And in New York, I think about the late 60s or the early 70s, I was the Silver Fox and I were at a restaurant, and the lady was a tea reader, and she said, "Oh, I just have to read your leaves." And she put the, she looked at the teacup, and she looked at me, and she said, "Do you realize that you will be traveling the world?" What? A little gal from the south side of Chicago in the Serbian-Croatian ghetto where they were still fighting each other, and I think they are today. And I was not, I was told to be quiet. But sidebar, our Uncle Luca who lived with us, my sister Ann and my younger sister Marge who passed away, he loved to hear us sing, and he would give us a nickel each. And he would tell us to go and get our little chairs, and I have a replica of my chair that I sat in the kitchen, and Luca would get a little tipsy, and then he would start to sing with us. I was in hog heaven. And I wound up, yes, I wound up as a speaker on international cruise ships. You see, I reinvented my whole life. I knew it had to be my way. I couldn't hang out with the cliques. I couldn't be involved with a mindset that was going nowhere. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. And I remember, do you remember the song of the singer Joni James? Her Balbo or something, she was Joni Balbo in Bowen High School. I was entering, she was leaving, she was heading to Hollywood, and I believe one of her songs was a selected as one of the top songs, and she must be, let's see, she must be in her late 80s now. And I saw her waving to everyone from a convertible, and in my mind's eye, I was going to do that too. And I did. When I won the In Beauties of America pageant, 1999-1998, age 60, I took the national title, and I wound up sitting in a convertible waving to everyone. Who'd have thunk it? But it was planted in my brain. I always saw it. I had a better way. Used to drive my mother nuts. But I had to be who I had to be. And then at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. What age are you now? And you're never too old to reinvent your life. You're never too old to reignite it, to light up the fire in your belly, to make it happen. And I'm here to help you. All you need to do is call 847-882-8717 or email me, Call in now, 347-637-3789. Whose life are you living? You see, time is life. I give 1 hour of my life on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to Blog Talk Radio and to reach the world. I'm joyous when I do it. But you see, darlings, it's all up to you. Please log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on the 25th, 26th, and 27th and 28th because tomorrow is going to be our greatest freedom, that of choice, and that's at 6:30 in the morning. But today, can you be free to be you? Or are you? Do the other people in your lives have a stranglehold on you? That you're living your life to please them? Oh, flush that. Get rid of that right now. The only one that you're going to please is you. I didn't say that it would be at the expense of anyone else. I've learned to gently say, thank you for asking, but I'm not interested. Goodbye. And when people get too personal, I usually ask, why are you asking? Don't you understand that you have to become awakened in this world, 2014? Can you be free to be you? Our purpose, our only purpose in life is to experience and to express joy. And we must have the courage to do just that, regardless of the opinions of others. Here's an example. Yes, it's a family member. I say theater. No, Kathy, it's theater. No, it's theater. Has a tendency to want to control, and her way is the only way. No, theater, issues. What you think of me is none of my business. But can you truly experience and express joy and have the courage to do that regardless of the opinions of others? Do you want to live on purpose? Then participate in any activity that brings you joy. That's living on purpose. You see, doing theater, being a coach, a mentor in speech, your voice, oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your branding. It's the substance of who you are. You've got to release whatever is holding you back. Because what you'll find at the end of the journey is that you're right back where you started from. I won't go back. Backward turn, backward no time in your flight. Oh, make me a child again just for tonight. I might revisit for a little while, but I won't build a tent. I won't stay there. Let your journey, you know, this is your life. This is the only chance you're going to have. And no matter where you go, there you are. There you are. So Who are you? What are you? Procrastinator? A dreamer always blowing bubbles in the air? Not realizing how magnificent you are? Because you see, that's a natural state. You are a human being that's alive today, right now. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. I'm talking right now. Participate in your magnificence. You've been mandated to share your brilliance with the world. With the world. Whose life are you living? Whose life? What you're going to do, and this is your work for the rest of your life, you're going to keep a pen and pad handy, and you're going to write down all of the negatives that you listened to growing up. You're not smart enough. You're not cute enough. You're not talented enough. Don't bring shame to the family name. I want everything that you were told. And be with it and accept it. And then negate it. During my childhood, I was told one time that I don't like you very much right now. And then when I finally matured into that, I realized, yes, it was my mother. She sent me to the store, and they didn't have what she wanted, so I bought another substitute that I thought she'd be happy with. And I could still see her sitting on the kitchen chair, rolling her eyes to the heavens. And I told her what I did, and she said, "I don't like you anymore." What she was saying, and I had to grow into this to truly accept it, that she didn't like my choices. And I was a little girl. I was heartbroken. I know that our mother came, coming from Europe, had dreams of grandeur, and it just didn't work out, but she had five lovely children, four and Catherine. And then I think back, what dreams did she have? She couldn't reinvent herself in America. She couldn't speak English. She wanted to be a nurse. What dreams did she have that were pushed down? So she took it out on everyone and everything. It really had nothing to do with me. She just described herself sitting there that she didn't like herself very much at that moment. Now, did you get that? Because before you could reinvent yourself, you got to get rid of all the garbage. When anyone is throwing slush at you, toxic negative thinking, words that hurt, they're describing themselves. And send them love. Well, I couldn't do anything. I cried. I was a little girl. But now I understand it. She was describing herself. She didn't like herself very much. It had nothing to do with love for her kids because she truly loved the family. Oh, our health and our father with his work ethics. So don't you see how you could get caught up with words that hurt? So would you understand that they were just describing themselves? You're okay because you are magnificent. Magnificent. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Discover what the world has to say. And then be part of what the world has to say. There's no surefire recipe for happiness. It all stems from personal love. And when you truly acknowledge yourself as this magnificent human being, we got to clean out the garbage, though. When your pen and pad is there, when a thought comes up that you remember from years ago, write it down. Write it down. Say it out loud. It's up to you. I want you to have this Olympian mindset, but I want it to be embraced with love, kindness, and understanding. No, I'm not, Sister Teresa. I yell and holler. Oh, it feels good. No, I'm not, Sister Catherine. Hey, listen, I had some sesame says at the Catholic school, Sacred Heart. Man, they were mean. But when you truly sit quietly and get a sense of who you are and what you want to do. I just read a story about a gal at 33, lymphoma, had a 3-year-old daughter. And she was getting worse and worse and worse when, and yet, by the way, she's cured. She survived. She's a survivor. You want to know what was killing her? She had an epiphany that she was living her life according to the dictates, the gospel of other people, and none of it resonated with her, but she accepted it. She married a man out of security. She was living a life to please her mother. And when she was going through one of her therapeutic sessions with chemo, I don't remember, and she saw the light. You are not living your life according to the gospel of who you are. You're living your life according to the gospel of your husband, your children, your mother, your father, always looking for acceptance and approval from other people. You're doomed. Why do you think so many people are overweight? Why do you think so many people are ill? Because they have not acknowledged themselves as a human being that deserves the best in life. Can you be free to be you? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? You're listening to Live with Kathy, and we're just going to digress a little bit from reinventing you. And let's talk about seniors beware. It's pandemic. I told you, I'm talking about scamming now and being conned. You know I got another letter that I won $2 million. I already told you that my mother was robbed of $4,000 cash because she didn't believe in banks, and someone got her attention at the front door. And the thieves went in the back door. They were all in it together. And it was gone. We rather suspect who it was, but there was nothing we could do about it. You want to know what? These scam artists are professionals. They're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem. Oh, lonely hearts, a companionship. And they know that They know all about you. Boy, they're going after the 65 and older. They know that the older generation wants to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. I'll tell you how you're going to get peace of mind. Write this telephone number down right now. Compliments of ARP Magazine. It's the Fraud Fighter Hotline. 1-800-646-2283. That's 1-800-646-2283. What do you do when they come to the front door? Don't answer. Episode not too long ago about AT&T. AT&T is not going to make a house call. They don't come to your house. They go to the building. And if they call and they ask for money, hang up immediately. Call the police. Call a family member above all. Do not give out any personal information. No social security numbers or where you live. And let me tell you something. I hope you're sitting down. Based on reports, victims who are 65 plus lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let them be you. Why would you let them scam you out of your money? And you want to know what another scam is? The casinos. They know what to say. They know what music to play on a subliminal, not all, and allegedly. Well, I'm seeing even the casinos locally. It's a social outing for seniors. Senior centers will take busloads to the casinos. They worked their tushies off to give it to the casinos where they get wealthier and wealthier. There is a gambling addiction. This PSA has been brought to you by Contributing Authors in Choices. Steel Mill Mama in Memoriam. Oh, Bonnie passed away in 2013. Bonnie, your spirit is alive and rocking. She was possibly the oldest working, steel working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Kept the book. Read her story in Choices. There are only 14 of us. It's about 108 pages. And see their photos. Look at their eyes. See if you could walk in their shoes. It's available through me at discount, depending on how many you order. And Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Rayanne Schmidt from Nebraska. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality is you just got to be you. Her journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her and choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. And then Chuck Brazelton. Frozen toes to frozen fingers. He's our insurance agent. But read his story. You'll commiserate. You'll live his life. Because all of the stories are true. In the book Choices. Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva Labs for 40 years. The results are amazing. From humble beginnings to success. Lee Patrick, entrepreneur extraordinaire. She created a better life with a home business. Challenges never stop Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. Get the book. She was adopted. Wait till you read her story. Boy, she's gutsy. Sandy Hutchings. Living her life in paradise. An ageless, dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, vitality. Her passion, ownership. It's reflected in her Florida investment real estate, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island in Florida. Read her story. Oh, there are so many others that you have to read. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll rejoice in their victories. And here's another gutsy woman, another entrepreneur, Marilyn Pacella. She said, ain't no way I'm working for corporate America. I'm going to build my own business. Against all odds, she was a minority. Years ago, women in business were minorities. We're not minorities. So she created and developed her own on-site service, mobile drug testing. Marilyn will come to you, saving you time and money. She has a history of credibility and experience. Log on to Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Now, if I'm talking too fast, you could always log on and get the contact information. This was brought to you by people who really care, contributing authors in the book Choices. Can you reinvent you? Can you write a story about the trials, the tribulations, all the victories, the successes? Let me tell you another story of triumph. Tom Patrick just got a professional review of the novel that's going to be out shortly from the publisher. He said the story is well written, the language clear and simple, making the book easy to understand, easy to follow. This is from the publisher of a book, a novel. This novel that's coming out will hold the interest of people who are into history, biblical prophecies, mysteries, and quests. Readers across age groups will find this book entertaining and informative, as historical and religious references abound. The premise is compelling, intriguing, giving the readers much to think about. You won't be able to put it down. And he goes back and says, your book is remarkable for its rich and extensive content. The premise of the story is simple and straightforward, but is powerful enough to keep readers thoroughly engaged. Congratulations, Tom. He's following his dream. Are you following your dream? Because you know wherever you go, there you are. What are you bringing to the forefront? What do you want the world to know about who you are? And the world wants to know what you are. Are you a procrastinator? Are you a whiner? Are you a naysayer? Are you a dream stealer? And then where are you going? Where are you going? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789. Can you reinvent yourself? Do you have the guts to uncover and release the authentic you? Let me digress for a moment and to recognize my sponsors who are partners and with me in the Live with Kathy Live Talk Radio Consortium. I'm inviting you, a call to action, to be part of our consortium. Do you have a book? Do you have an idea? Do you have a business? Do you have a service? Do you have a product? Do you have an invention? And you want to share it with the world? Okay, that's great. You said yes. And we've talked. You know that it's 10 weeks, and I'm going to work with you on your mini-mercial, and it's going to be heard 40 times in the 10 weeks and so affordable. But it's all about you. I want to see what you got. If you have enough guts to convince and persuade yourself that you could reinvent yourself and you could be on Live with Kathy Talk Radio. Because you see, you're invited to guest with me. And then you get to hear yourself on radio. And you ask yourself one question. Was I powerful? Was I convincing? Would I jump up and embrace what I want other people to embrace? At least think about? Change is constant. But you need to know when to shift your strategies. And it's so affordable. Radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. It's a powerful marketing tool. The whole world will hear you. But more important, you'll hear yourself. What do you need to do to improve, to grow better, moving higher on the path of life? And age has nothing to do with it. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, reveal not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, solidarity, they have each other's back. And women are in ironworking. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? College isn't for everyone. I didn't go to college. But I do know that if I had a doctor or a PhD after my name, I would be a gazillionaire. It isn't, you see, first the service, then the reward. And I am being rewarded in so many ways. You have to qualify, so you need to log on ironworkers.org. And then I do have a CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. It's affordable. And it's available through me. Log on, Kathy Watson, KathyStudio.com, KathyStudio at SBCGlobal.net. Now, are you bored? Are you lonely? Write this down, heparks.org. You have park districts, senior centers, and libraries that are willing to work with you and to bring some quality of life to your life that you don't have now. And if you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Reach out. You see, in America, they have this pandemic hold on youth. Look, let the youth be the youth. That's another story. We are paving the way. And you have much to contribute to our world. I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold winners. They won that award. But Rika Cuff is the director extraordinaire of the 50 Plus Consortium. And there are a plethora of activities that you could participate in. What are you afraid of? heparks.org. And then, oh, won't be long, the tax man cometh, Greg McIntyre, RCPA. If you have a little question, a little query, ahtax@ameritech.net. And I already told you about that looks do matter. I'm telling you that stress and anger are leading factors in premature aging and death. Are you competing, comparing? Then you deserve everything that happens to you. Whose life are you living? But we do know that the stress takes its toll on our looks. Looks do matter. And Reviva Labs, I told you, they're just second to none. You'll log on www.reviva, R-E-V-I-V-A, labs.com. And then we have Edith Nam, who I don't think she'd mind telling you that she's in late 80s. And she's experiencing many traumatic health issues. But that doesn't stop her from smiling. She has a book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Are you a toxic, negative thinking, willy-nilly that just nags? You better change it. It doesn't serve you. Why don't you replace it with positive energy, power? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. What are you planting in your mind garden? Oh, you don't think that exists? Really? Well, look around you. Do you see what you're looking at is your life? You created it. No blame, no nothing. You created it. No, not, and never, I'm sure, are in your vocabulary. Log on to www.enamm.com. Her book is available. Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Do you want to be your own boss? You want to live your life your way, even in business? Let's see, it's the end of the month. Do you have more month than money? I don't know where you are in life. Are you an entrepreneur, solopreneur, retired? Pink slip, downsized, and you don't want to invest huge capital? You don't have to. I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Hats by Kathy. The investment, nothing but my determination to hang on, to segue into the world of haute couture. There is a way to fulfill your dreams. I've got the formula. There is a way to reach your goals and pay your bills. And to really find out about the infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. You got to believe in yourself. Log on, Leticia, Leticia dot myshackley.com. This is a call to action calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices be heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. This is the year to unleash your passion. Why not consider more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? What does your heart and body tell you what you want to do? It can happen when you make the decision to be your own boss, to make the decision that you can make it happen to fulfill your dreams, that a home-based business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. You have to have a business plan. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is a desire to achieve. So many are becoming wealthy starting from nothing, and it could be you. It's pandemic. More women and even men are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business and make it a family affair. Teach your kids about finance. Leticia, Leticia dot myshackley.com. And you're listening to Live with Kathy. Can you? Will you? Could you reinvent yourself? You could do it. And the older you are, we leverage our age with the experience that we bring to all of you, the measure of life. We can't control the length of our life, but we can control the quality, depth, and width. Oh, ages 20, seeking and searching, life is yours to dare. 30s, twinkling and thriving, Z form is changing, you've reached cellular maturity. 40s, flashy and fleeting, middle age crisis. From researchers, 53 is now considered middle age. 50, fabulous and flirty, you're a survivor. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? 60, sexy and sizzling. At age 30, you make your life complicated. You think your life is really working when it's really complicated. You haven't a clue. You haven't sat down and thought about with clarity and justification of why you chose to be where you are at the age of 30. And at the age of 50, hey, you're half a century old. Shake it up. Every happy life needs a little change from time to time to keep from growing stale. 50, accelerate toward your dream. What is your dream? At 60, reevaluate. Where are you going? What leverage do you have? Now, understand this, honey, all of you. There will never be a perfect time to reinvent. It has to be individual. It has to be when your heart and your mind tells you it's time to change. 70s, simply sensational. And when you're 80, endearing and enchanting. And if you truly want to see absolutely incredible women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, join a senior pageant. 50. Simplify your life. Are you teachable? Whose life are you living? Can you reinvent you? Can you unshackle the chains that are holding you down to reinvent, to set free the authentic you? Can you be free to be you? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Until tomorrow at 6:30, remember to always be in your best creative elements. Until then, au revoir.